Please pray with me. Dear loving Lord and Father, we do give you glory. We worship, we adore you for who you are. And Lord, we thank you for your word, which speaks the truth and unveils the truth of our entities. Lord, we pray that you commit us into the truth of what you want us to live for you, for your glory, and for the joy of our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I bring you greetings from Rwanda, our church in Rwanda, and of course, from Sunrise School, and from my family, from Harriet, who hasn't been able to come because she's undergoing some medical tests. She's in the States, but she sent her love, and she continues to pray that maybe next time you may be able to meet with her. I always get amazed how God works on my life when I'm asked to share, and specifically when I'm given opportunity to share on a given test. This time, I felt the Lord challenging me almost on every verse that was read this morning. If you haven't had many bishops confessing, maybe you're going to have one. I want you to walk this short journey, not 11 years this time, but a very short journey, maybe 20 minutes with me or so, through this text and see this grace, the mercy, the divine presence, the honesty, the courage, the commitment, the confession, which we don't do as clearly, as honestly, as Bartimaeus did with Jesus Christ. The Bible says that when Jesus got out of Jericho, went with his disciples out of town, and with a large crowd following the master, following the rabbi, following the teacher, following the miracle performer, following a challenger, somebody who speaks deep into their hearts. They didn't want to miss a word from Jesus. Therefore, a big crowd was following him, and here comes a beggar, blind, seated by the roadside, and he heard them talk about Jesus, and he had heard about Jesus, and he gathered all the courage to shout, calling upon the name of Jesus, that Jesus possibly would do a difference, make a difference, transform him, make him what he wants to become, become like any other people, see and have the sight. I was wondering, how much do I get such a courage to call upon Jesus Christ? How many times in my career, how many times in my journey as a Christian, as a believer, in my solitude, in times of my stress, in the times of my engagement, in the times of my loads of services as a bishop and as a clergyman, how much time do I do it the way Bartimaeus did it, to say, hey, I don't care who is around you, Jesus, but I am here, I need you, come make a difference in my life? How many times do I do it? How many times do you do it? How many times do you have the courage to call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter who is beside you, no matter who is your business partner, no matter who is your group, your age mate, your friends, your collegiate, no matter what. But do we get the courage to call upon the name of Jesus? We know he can make a difference, don't you? But do we call upon him? Do we get the courage? Or do we first balance, hey, wait a moment, how do I confess, how do I call Jesus? But what will Jay say? What will so-and-so say? What will my partners say? Shall I lose money? Shall I lose business? Shall I fail to sell? What about my fellow women? Would they think that I'm not of the standard? I'm no longer on the standard. Would they think that I'm no longer qualified to be part of the collegiate? What do you consider around you, circumstances around you, that prevent you from getting that courage to call upon Jesus? What a courage from a beggar. What a courage from a blind man. What a courage for a man who didn't even count the cost and the repercussions of those who were around the entourage of Christ. Well, he didn't care whatever come. He knew he had something to get from Jesus, and he wanted it, and he cried for it, he called for it, and he engaged it, and he had that courage to call. Do I have the courage? Do you have the courage? Or do I first be saying, you know, sometimes we get politically correct, don't we? Should I do it as a bishop in the church? Should I call upon Jesus to redeem a certain area of my life? Or do I first consult my fellow bishop, say, hey, is this worth doing? Do we go into politics first, or do we call Jesus? How do you do it? Are we realistically telling each other, do we share honestly from the bottom of our hearts? I want you to tell me, do we want to say there are no areas in our lives where we need Jesus to intervene? Or have we surrendered to continually remain those blind corners of our lives, remain blind because we want to be politically correct? And we choose to remain blind. We choose to let parts of our lives blind and dark, corners remain dark and get even darker because we don't want to have the courage to call upon Jesus, and because we exchange the light with politics. I want you to consider this morning. Two, where honestly are we blind in our lives? When do we confess our weaknesses and do call upon Jesus Christ to make a difference? Bartimaeus was physically fit enough to work for his own living, but he became a beggar because he didn't have a sight. He didn't know what to do. He didn't see anything. So he had no choice. He had to become a beggar. Do we have any corner of our lives which has remained begging? Are we begging somewhere? In the depths of our entities, do we have an area, a corner that has remained a beggar in us? Do you know that you can have money? Do you know that you can have enough money? Do you know that you can be educated and have a master's degree, a PhD, but somewhere, in a corner, somewhere, you remain a beggar? Do we consider that reality, that blind corner of our lives that makes another corner a beggar that needs to be delivered, handed over to the Lord Jesus Christ for transformation and deliverance? Can we confess to Jesus those realities and call upon him no matter who is around us? Another thing that challenged me as I read through after Jay sent me the lectionary and the text, which amazes me in my life every day today as Churchill, the British former, sometime was a prime minister and a ruler in England, said, we learn until we get into the grave. Bartimaeus learned from the Lord and from the Spirit to set priorities. What is my priority? Lord, do I set my priorities right? Do you set your priorities right? Or do you ask people to help you set, help them set you, set your priorities? Are your priorities set by your group? The group you associate with? Are you a group product or are you a divine product? Do you set your priorities with God or do you set your priorities with the Holy Spirit? Or do you set your priorities according to priorities of others? Because you want to be like them. Who said?